As we prepare to hear God's word, let us pray. Dear God, send us your spirit so that we can hear the scriptures and understand what your message is for us this day. Help our hearts and minds to be still and quiet as we listen for your word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Each day there was a daily Bible verse that reinforced the Bible point and story. Our scripture readings for today are those verses. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, Matthew chapter 14, verse 27, don't be afraid, he said, take courage, I am here. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, and his name will be the hope of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. So I am really both delighted and humbled to be asked to be here this morning in Pastor Caroline's absence, because I think this could very likely be one of the most wonderful Sundays of the year at the United Parish of Bowie, because it's such a witness that God goes way beyond these walls into the community and invites the community in to just be part of everything that's going on here. So we can't always, you know, control exactly, you know, who comes to church or who doesn't come to church. But when we reach our hands into the community, a lot of times people find a group that just can care and love and support on our spiritual journeys. I was here briefly one morning this week, and I found myself, I walked into the true north, and all these campers and their counselors and the otter and the crab and the eagle and the moose and everybody else, they were all really, really busy. I mean, it was kind of wild. It was pretty wild and a lot of fun, and a lot of fun with so many people involved and so much activity and singing and music and stories and snacks. Snacks are important. So the whole theme of God being with us to help us in our lives is just so important. And what we have to do is trust. And we said this morning that when we opened the service, when we wander, when we're alone, when we feel powerless, when we need hope, when we need help, we can what? What can we? Trust in Jesus. Yes, absolutely. We can trust in Jesus. But that's what we always need to remember. Here's what I want to talk to you about this morning, something kind of important. And this message was actually in the very first song, the Come to Me, that we saw at the very beginning of the worship service. We can always, always, always trust God. But I don't know about you, but sometimes I get frustrated. Do you ever get frustrated? Yeah. And, you know, maybe you... there's trouble with some friends. Maybe families are going through a tough time. Maybe we feel sad. And sometimes we feel like we have to keep waiting for God. We have to keep waiting for something to happen that will make things better or maybe help us understand. And we get tired and we get frustrated. I do. And sometimes, you know what? I even say to God, hey, God, hey, I'm waiting on you here. I trust you, but things are changing and some days are getting harder and harder. I want to trust you, God, but can you please hurry up and fix things a little bit? I'm really frustrated. Well, you know what else I'm going to tell you this morning? I'm going to tell you that sometimes I even get angry with God. I do. I get angry with God. And sometimes I say, you know, God, you know, this was not supposed to happen. And I feel angry and I feel upset. It's just not the way things should be. And God, I keep waiting for you. I keep waiting for you. And I've learned to trust you. And I've grown up being told to trust you. And I want to trust you. But this is just too much, God. It's too much. And I feel angry. But you know what? God is okay listening to all of that. Because if you open the Bible and you read the Psalms, guess what? There's a lot of psalms that are written where people are expressing their frustration and their anger. And God has said, I'm okay to listen to that. I'm okay. God doesn't say, God never says to us, well, if you're not going to trust me, I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. No, no, God understands those times when we want to trust, we really want to trust, and it's just hard. It's just hard. Now, we can always trust in God, but it gets hard sometimes. It gets really hard. But you know what? Here's what you can do. We're going to practice this right now. Campers, you're going to be good at this, but you know, sometimes we have to help the adults along. You know, we have to kind of help them to get involved. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to practice, because this is what you can do when trusting gets hard. Okay, I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Take a really big, deep breath. Take a big, deep breath and imagine that God is right with you. And that God's very strong and loving arms are reaching out to give you the warmest and the most loving hug that you can imagine. And God is whispering in your ear, I love you. I know you don't understand. I know it's hard. But you can always trust me, and I will be with you. I will be with you through your good times and through your hard times. You can trust me. Take a moment. Take a moment and feel that hug. Feel those arms. Hear God speaking to you. You can open your eyes now. And there's another thing God has done. That God is always up to something. God has brought us together so that we can be there for each other and we can trust one another. We can trust people to help us. And sometimes when I'm sad and I feel weak and I just feel like I can't do it, somebody comes along and they're strong for me because I can't do it right then and there. And that's what this community is about. That's what this church and what churches are all about. And I would like everybody who helped with Music and Arts Camp this week to stand up. Every helper, stand up. Youth helpers, everybody help, stand up. Now, look around at these people, campers, look around. These are the people that God is working through, and you can trust these people to be there for you. And you know what? Even the people sitting down, you can trust them to be there for you, because you know what? This is how God works. God works through us. God works us. Through us. And God has put these people here to be there for you in the good times and in the hard times. God works through people. And it's another way that we know we can trust in God. And while they're standing up, I think we should give them some thank yous. What do you think?
Thank you. Thank you. You can be seated.
You can be seated and thank you. So remember, we can always trust in God, but sometimes you need to just close your eyes, take a deep breath, feel that wonderful, warm, and loving hug, hear God speaking to you, and I bet you will have peace like a river. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.